Welcome back to the Indian Music Chart Podcast. This is a show where we break down the hits and analyze trends in the Indian music industry. This week, a new viral hit has us discussing the next frontier for regional pop music and if Tamil just might be the language to look out for. We also have Magesh R, the creative head at Think Music, and he also runs A&R for Think Indie, who will be joining us on this chat very shortly. First, and as always, a quick look at the key moments on the charts.
So before we dive into a very interesting subject, let's take a quick look at the key movements on this week's chart. At number 14 is a huge climb up to number 88 for Teri Baaton Mein Uljha Jiya from the movie Tere Baaton Mein Uljha Jiya. This is, of course, by Raghav.
You know, this is longer than Tu Jhooti Mein Makhar. I just got used to saying that name and then I was in
Yeah, and imagine I had to say it twice. Anyway, this is by the Indo-Canadian singer Raghav, and this is a Tanish Bakshi recreation of the track. It also has Aziz Kaur, and Nina Mathur has contributed lyrics to it. It's out on T-Series. At number 11, there's a new peak for Ve Haniya. This is by Danny, Abhisara and Sagar. This is on Dreamy Yata Music. I love the names. It's just amazing. And we have a new chart topper after many, many weeks, finally moving into the number one spot after waiting patiently number two for, I think, over a month, is Husn by Anup Jain. So congratulations to him. I think it's the first time an independent artist has hit number one, but of course with an asterisk, because this track has been distributed by Universal Music. But never mind, number nine, meanwhile, is another huge climber, new into the top 10. This is a song, Kachi Sera, by Sai Abhyankar. This is out on Think Music Indie, which is a division of Think Music, which in turn is sort of owned by Believe. So, yeah, and that's the track we will be talking about today.
Yeah, welcome to the show, Magesh.
Hi, Akhila.
Magesh is from Think Music. He is he leads the division there, right? Magesh, you can introduce yourself to us.
Yes. Yes. Hi, Amrit. Hi, Akhila. Privileged to be a huge fan of the podcast. So, yeah, I'm glad.
No, no, we're happy you could take the time. And maybe tell us a little bit about what you do at Think Music and Think Indie particularly.
Yeah, so basically I am the creative head for Think Music. So with regards to all the movie, the music that we do, the creative marketing and the creative strategizing, that I do for movies. And for Think Indie and for Think Originals, I, with Santosh, created the IP. So we wanted to create a sub-brand for independent music within Think Music. So that's how both Think Indie and Think Originals were born, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, in the interest of like journalistic integrity, even though I'm not a journalist, okay, I must add a disclaimer over here. So for people who are tuned in, Magesh and I are kind of colleagues. Yeah. And I say kind of colleagues because I don't actually work with Think Music, but the company Believe that owns Think Music also owns TuneCore, where I work. But we are actually meeting for the first time, even though we've spoken quite a few times online. But you know, thank you again, Magesh, for being on the show.
The connection that you have, right, with this song.
This is not the only connection that I have. The other one is, okay, it's a little far off, okay? And again, in the interest of full disclaimer, the artist is related to me. Don't ask me how. Even I don't know what the relationship is, but it's like on my mom's side. It's several layers away, but also someone who I have never met, but I have spoken to on WhatsApp, because that's how our generation talks. We text. But all disclaimers out of the way, you know, really actually getting into the show and the conversation, right? And Magesh, I want to start off by talking about this track in particular, right? It's we all have known this for a very long time that, you know, the Tamil music industry is dominantly a film industry, you know. We have seen a few hits like, you know, Enjoy Enjami in the past, which, by the way, happens to be TuneCore release. I'm plugging that in. But, you know, we are, you know, this is one of those rare instances of a Tamil movie outside of the film ecosystem really blowing up the way it did. So can you give us a little context to this song and how it kind of blew up? Because it's all over the viral charts, right?
Absolutely, Akila. The thing is, with regards to Kachi Sara, we never planned it that way. We have been doing consistent indie releases. So with regards to the one thing I would say, the one difference maker that that has happened for Kachi Sara is something that I picked up in your previous podcast. The one about the Kalasi song, how Coke Studio had made sure that what we usually do is that we plan a release to say we wanted to initially plan Kachi Sara for Valentine's Day. But once I heard the podcast, I understood that if we could just plan it earlier, that was one key takeaway that I got it from your podcast. Yeah, so
we're so humbled.
No, that's absolutely true. I personally wanted to make sure that I try this out. So we initially scheduled Kachi Sara for Valentine's Day, and we moved it earlier so that was a point that I picked up. So that the track organically blows up during the Valentine's Day. So you guys are in a way directly related to the success of the song.
Amit, yeah. You are also into it now.
Absolutely.
This is what I call TIMCP impact.
Nice. Very nice. But so tell us more. So the vision for it was always, you kind of knew that a moment like Valentine's Day is when it'll sort of blow up, but you released it first. So maybe talk to us through about like, what is the marketing strategy? What do you do when it releases versus when you want to trend?
Okay.
Are there different things that you do to these different, you know?
Yes, we basically cater to the song, Akila. So with regards to the marketing point of view, from it varies from every song to song basis. With Kachi Sara, what we did was that we ran an extensive meme campaign, where upon the song release itself, we made sure the meme pages went ahead and did pages. They promoted the song, saying that this has a vibe to it, and then we then amplified it with a proper reels campaign as well. So I would say you cannot, with regards to Kachi Sara, you cannot put a point saying that this was the reason the song blew up. Obviously, Sai's music definitely helped, but most of the audience was also connected with the girls' choreography in the video. Mm-hmm. The video played a major part with regards to the reach of the song. But for a Tamil song to reach the global charts, not even a film song has done before, that was not something that we even dreamt of. So this song has taken us all by surprise.
Film songs have reached the global charts before. Like definitely, I think Jailer songs hit. But I think what's, like you said, you know, this is also blowing up on YouTube. It's at number 15. Yeah. And it's fairly unusual for a non-film song to do that. I think Akhila mentioned Enjoy Anjami, but you know, again, that had a film connection. This also has a slight film connection in that his parents are playback singers, but I don't think that has been put out in the open anyway, so it wouldn't really have any impact on its success. So if you were to give us a broader picture in terms of, like, say, how big is the market for independent, I mean, I won't even call it independent, but non-film music in the number scene, you know,
Yes, Amit, I think while we started Think Indie, that was like way back in 2020, we were the only solo players there. There weren't much, though Sony Music and other labels were there, but they didn't do consistently. We were the only consistent label to do this. But now, I think this is the most fertile time to be an independent artist, basically, because like Universal are now coming out with their viral Tamil soon. That's going to launch in a month, I guess. And then there is also Def Jam that's reaching out to several of our independent artists. They're reaching out. And also Coke Studio Tamil is happening. So,
correct.
Yeah, there is now a huge demand for independent music in Tamil as well. Times have changed, yeah. And we are very glad, yeah, that has happened.
What percentage of the listenership is, you would say? I mean, I would think that, see, at least in the, say, in the pop music world and say in the Hindi pop world, it's sort of, you know, I would definitely say it's now maybe veering towards, you know, more than just 10%, maybe 20, 30%. So in Tamil, is it still very much a niche, kind of like 10%?
It is, Amit, to be, yeah, the truth be told, it is still a niche market, but people are now receiving it. At least they are like on the lookout for new tracks that's coming. That even that interest was very low earlier. That's a change in.
That's actually something I want to, you know, touch upon, you know, like, you kind of listed out like a lot of things that several, you know, major labels are doing to, you know, grow the market. Obviously, you guys have been doing this for some time. And I can also tell you from my perspective that I like the number of independent releases in the Tamil language have actually increased in the last year, and I am looking at that data. But, you know, this is not the first time in history that the music industry has tried to create an ecosystem in Tamil outside of films, right? Like, Madras Gig happened quite a few years ago, right? That was another initiative by Sony Music. You know, like you said, Coke Studio Tamil.
So it was like a Coke Studio ka, like,
order. It is branded content for 7-Up, right? And then Coke Studio, like he said, Tamil also has had some releases, right, more recently. But even though these efforts existed in the past, you're onto something when you say that now the time is right.
Yeah.
I'm kind of wondering what changed? Like, what changed between those efforts and these efforts?
Absolutely. Actually, the thing is, the difference maker was that this artist that that blew up called as Vizag. So what with regards to did very differently was that we did not go after those composers that's already famous in the music industry. So what usually labels do is that they go after composers, then they ask them to do a one-off music videos, a pop single. But we did not choose that path. Instead, we wanted to make sure that these are like really independent artists who have no film background at all. So there was this artist called as Vizag. We kind of launched him to Think Indie.
How do you spell that? Is it like Vizag, like the city?
No, V-A-I-S, Vizag, sorry, yeah, it's Vizag. So two of his tracks called, one track called Kaka Kada really blew out. Like that's, I think it's close to 25 million Spotify streams right now. So for that initiative itself, we had a name, we had a face to it, and people started resonating. People were like, okay, here's an artist who's like who has absolutely no film background, but made it on just on his indie following alone. So that was a huge difference maker for us and for the independent scene in Tamil itself. That was a turning point.
It's like being able to see that, okay, the success outside of film can exist, and it kind of encourages
absolutely people. yes
and there have been other reasons. I know I brought up Enjoy and Jami also, you know, briefly, but do you think it also helped that there were these other releases which people were then maybe able to see and be like, okay, I can expect a future if this is the kind of music that I make? You know, you think that's the mentality shift?
Oh, absolutely, Akila. Every single release, see, we believe that with regards to independent music, we cannot win as a single artist or a single label. Every label and every artist needs to put out consistent releases. That's been the major setback for Tamil music, I guess. There comes a song called as Enjoy Me, and it's 2 years for another song to blow out. But yeah, so now we are at a stage where at least every 2-3 months there is an indie Tamil track that's coming out, that's slowly taking that place. So that's been the difference. Yeah,
but you know, if you look back, I mean, let's look back and think about the Collabority, right? I mean, I think with Enjoy, I mean, Collabority is often cited as one of the first independent tracks to break out. And again, we put a big asterisk next to the term independent because again,
it was a Sony release. It was in a movie also.
Yeah, but you know, they sort of at the time it
seemed independent, right?
Seemed independent because the film wasn't announced; it was taken out, you know. And so, when you talk about stuff like that, I mean, you have these artists like you said, they have associations with film. You have somebody like Sai who has an association with film, but it's not an obvious one, and it's not been marketed. And like you said, it's a very conscious, deliberate thing to have artists without film background. Exactly. Doesn't that make the task a little bit harder then? Because you're working with somebody who's pretty much a brand new artist. And I believe this is his debut release. Is that correct?
That's true, Amit. Yes.
How did this track do? And like you said, you know, gone viral on the and hit the global charts and all of that. How did this track do what others did not do? I mean, beyond just a digital marketing strategy, beyond just being a great, a sort of catchy song itself. And I think, so if you were to break it down and look at it, you know, from a slightly larger perspective, what enabled you to do this with this particular track with a debut artist, you know, not even somebody who people know?
Absolutely. That's something that we, as in the Thin Kinti brand itself, takes pride upon. Like Sai is almost like close to the 16th artist that we have launched in Thin Kinti. There were previous artists called, like I previous stated, there has been Vizag, there has been Paul Dabai as well. Somebody who has now has a cult following. He recently did a show for Comic Con just 2 days back. He was the headline act in Comic Con in Chennai for its inaugural version in Chennai. So that's the kind of impact these artists are slowly starting to make. And also there was another artist called as Jen Martin that we launched via Think Indie. So what we did was that though we launched him as an indie artist, through the success of the track, he got an offer for a movie called as Dada. So what we did was that we bought the audio rights for the film via Think Music, and we launched him as a debut composer there. So we made a connect saying that if an artist is making out through an independent music, there is this opportunity for you to be a composer as well. So we made that, we also made sure that we put the Think Indie logo on the movie itself, in the Dada itself. While you see Jen Martin's name, it would be there as music director. Think Indie is Jen Martin. So we kind of like made this conscious decision so that the artist here, I have that in them to see that, okay, here is an industry that's taking shape, and I can be an independent artist and I can also make it in movies. If I do not choose that path, I can just be an independent artist. That was something that was missing here. So I guess
basically showing career progression.
Exactly.
Yeah, going back to what you did with this particular song, I mean, like, you know, what was the sort of X factor, you would say?
The X factor would definitely be the way the audience received it, and I would say that the viral factor to it. Usually the songs kind of like take a week or 10 days time to pick up that pace, but with this song, the magic happened within 24 hours. We put out the song, we put out the music video, and everybody, the viral factor just took over. We can't, as experts, we cannot saying that this was the reason why the song blew out. It was several factors together.
Yeah, and I think this is a recurring theme that we're sort of seeing with, you know, a lot of songs that really blow up first on viral, and then they start picking up on, you know, daily and weekly. And, you know, a lot of other A&Rs and execs say it's a similar thing. Like, you know, for example, with Obsessed, obviously, like, you could kind of pinpoint it to the Vicky Kaushal reel, but there were lots of other things that also happened, you know, simultaneously. Even like when we had an episode with Arjun Shah from Sharkening talking about Suzanne, and like it was a 2-year-old track, and something just happened and you started picking up on short format, and you know, it kind of blows up. But I want to bring it back to, you know, what I found interesting is you said that there's a little bit of strategic thinking that actually went into this, because you said you first started off with the meme pages,
yes,
then the reels, right?
Exactly.
So there's a progression to how you're thinking about marketing. I'm a little curious, like, again, because a lot of, you know, see, our podcast is heard by a lot of upcoming artists, and very often they do strive for editorial playlisting. And we've spoken quite a lot about this in the past, saying that, you know, lots of streams don't come from editorial playlisting. You need to do a lot of other things. But tell us a little bit more about that, because see, he is a new artist, right? I'm not sure if you tried pitching him initially itself to DSPs. How was the response in terms of editorial? What is sort of the playlisting approach? If there was one.
No, Akhila, to be very true, that's a challenge that even though we as a label represents those independent artists, it's a challenge that the entire industry is facing. Only past, even for Kachi's era, even I think the playlist started happening after the 10th day, I guess. After the song hit close to 4 million streams, that's when the playlist started coming in. So we did not get that support. We did not get the support initially. Yeah.
Very interesting. But like, even with your meme marketing and with your reels, I'm curious to know, did you target non-Tamil listeners at all? Or was it only...
We did, Amit. Yeah, we did. We knew that this track would pick up in Kerala. So we had huge hopes on Kerala. So that was one reason we specifically targeted. We did memes campaign both in Tamil and in we targeted Kerala as well, yes.
And today, what's the mix, right? Like, where are you getting your streams from?
Right now, we are getting streams from even places like Switzerland, which we... Yeah,
I know. I saw your post right before this call. You said it's charting in Switzerland, Canada. And what's the other place?
UAE, I guess. Yeah.
UAE.
UAE is an obvious one, but
UAE,
yeah,
but correct.
Yeah,
sure.
That's true.
Brilliant. I mean,
Singapore, Malaysia, Switzerland.
See, Singapore, Malaysia, I still believe because
yeah,
a lot
that's
of
yeah, that's
people.
That that makes Malaysia, for me the surprise. Yeah, for me the surprise was Canada and Switzerland. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Canada, Punjabi music doing well, we can totally you know, get that. You know, the other thing, and you know, this is something that we've spoken a lot about when we speak about Punjabi music as to why even non-Punjabi listeners listen to it. And it's always about a vibe.
Right,
okay?
Exactly.
It's a vibe and it's a particular aesthetic. Okay, while you may not know the language, you might be very familiar with the hip-hop aesthetic, right? And the music video over here, it has a very international music video kind of a vibe.
I mean, when you say international, it reminded me, and you know, you mentioned this reference earlier on, this video actually reminded me of a Coke Studio Pakistan video. Like the entire styling of it, there's a slightly vintage vibe to it. Mm. There is kind of like a aesthetic. It's kind of that aesthetic sort of reminded me of what I've seen there, especially with the last season.
Yeah, because it's definitely giving Pasuri. Like, you know, you have the very artsy sort of like choreography and like cinematography. And yeah, I'm wondering, like, tell us also about the music video. Like, is that something you guys conceptualize? Was that Sai's team? How did that come about? Like, even the thinking about this is the aesthetic that we want. How did it, was it a conscious decision? Tell us more about it.
It was Akela. So basically, with regards to all the videos that we do, we kind of like finalize upon the video director. So there are like 3-4 music directors that we usually work with. So Ken was the obvious choice for this because we knew this track had the potential, so we wanted to make sure that we also supported the track in making and giving it the best video possible. So Ken is somebody who has directed almost close to 70-75 music videos. He's like the pioneer there, but it was with this music video that his career itself has changed. He is now getting offers to direct. He's like now in touch with all the big names, the big music directors. So this single track has definitely changed the lives of even for the lead actress of Samyukta. She has currently 2 movie offers after the release of the song. So
yeah, no, that's definitely amazing, and I love when, like, you know, indie tracks open up opportunities for people, right? Like, but tell us a little. I'm going deeper into this, like. Were there references that you guys had in mind? Like, you know, because the visuals are very particular, right? Like, it's a very particular aesthetic. So, like, were there references that you guys looked up? Or, like, what was the thinking behind this is the direction we want
to
go?
So, yes, I understand, Akila. So, the thing is, we had quite few limitations. So, since this was Sai's first song, for him to add the video persona was going to be very difficult. We knew that. This is the first time he's going to come be on camera. So we wanted to make sure that everything around him was quite quirky, and the attention kind of like they didn't click. But still, we had come on saying that this guy needs to improve his dance performance and stuff like that. But still, that, it's his first song. Exactly. So we wanted to make sure that everything around him was quite aesthetic in a way that the attention kind of did not go there. So we, and also that was the idea where everything with the song and the video were very like, what is it? There were like a lot of stuff happening inside the music video. They were like, we made sure that the detailed part with regards to the costume, with regards to the dancers, all they, you, it is quite, how would you put it? It is a lot of things are happening inside the music video. So
it definitely has a lot going on. Like you said, there is a step which is now trending. How old is he, by the way?
She's 27.
He's 27. Okay.
No, she is 27. Sai is 19. Sai is 19.
So he's really much a teen sort of like.
Yes.
Season,
yes.
Right? I mean, so that brings me back to, you know, something very interesting, because we've often heard of reels, but you like you said, meme marketing was the one that you all approached first.
Yes.
Was that keeping in mind the fact that this guy is 19 and therefore his listeners are going to be of a certain age? And
hey, what do you mean certain age? I look at memes all day long.
Well, you are.
Oh, I don't look at memes all day long. I'm working.
Forever young. So, like, was that specific? Because we haven't actually heard that too much before. We've always heard about, we've targeted certain cities, we've started certain audiences, you know. But in this particular way, what is the strategic?
Yes, Amit. So we had a I would say we had a gift. Like, there is this song called Karu Karu Karupai, right? That got featured in Leo. That was singed recently in Leo. So that is a song that belonged to Think Tapes catalog. So what happened was that we knew the song was going to be synced even 6 months back, I guess, even before the song came out. So what I did was that I with every party that I went to, I played the song. Before the film came out, I played the song. This was a song. But not even single time was I let was I allowed for the song to be even completed. They were like, change the song. They didn't wow. vibe to it at all. But the same song, once Leo came out, everybody, like, every single where the song blew out. They were like, play the song. So I understood that it isn't necessarily the song that's people are like relating to. They need something extra. They want a validation from the outside circle that's saying that the song is definitely a vibe. So we did that. We gave them that validation through that meme pages. So we made sure that these fans and their friends already had those posts saying that the song is definitely a vibe and you should listen to it. So that validation came from these meme pages. And it also helped us that the song was first initially shared by Anirudh and A.R. Rahman. They they put out that this listen to the song. The song is really good. It's a vibe. So that,
and how we use that with now. In this way, the fact that he has familial connections to the industry.
that's
also cool. Like, you guys as a label, you also deal in film music, so you guys have your own connection.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I definitely think when it comes from a personal sort of, you know, request rather than from a label, it does make a difference. So he does have some advantage. I mean, let's not discount that. But, you know, as an A&R, like, what is your approach to, I mean, I know you clearly mentioned one is that it has to be, you know, somebody, you're looking out for somebody who's no connections to the film industry, but what do you look for, you know, while signing an artist?
So, yes, Amit. So, we say it in two different ways. One is we make sure that there is this artist has an artist persona to him. Say somebody like Kapal Dabba, he is someone who sees himself as an out and out indie artist.
I need to ask you, why is his name Pal Dabba? Does he really like milk?
That's true. Yeah, he does. Really? Yeah, that's a superpower.
I have never met anyone who likes milk, but okay, that's
no. He says that's a superpower. So you see him all having a. In fact, this comic on the live performance that I did, he took a break, he had a feeding bottle, he drank milk, came back. Seriously, yeah.
Okay,
seriously.
This is just quick context for non-Tamil speakers. Pal Dabba means, it basically translates to box of milk, but it means milk carton. That's what it means.
Exactly, yeah. So
interesting that he chose to name himself after milk.
What a dude.
Yeah, that's
Nice. This is the PJ of the episode. Amit's fans are happy.
So he sees himself as a superhero, and that's the idea. So,
okay, so coming
back to the question, so there are these artists like Pal Dabba who see themselves as indie artists, but there are also another breed of artists who like see independent music as a way towards movies. They want to start here, they want to keep putting out regular music, but they also want to be composers. Sai is also he also falls in the same category. So we kind of like look out for both these kind of artists. So that's how we have kept the Think Indie brand that way.
And, you know, I noticed that, I mean, just sort of calling back to our last episode, which sort of talked about where women are on the Indian charts. All the artists we mentioned happen to be male. Are there no female indie artists?
No, but there is an artist called Sara Black that's coming out. You would have heard of this song. The song called Unakkadam from Chitta. That went viral, completely viral. I think it has close to 50 million streams right now. So that song incidentally became viral after this artist called Sara Black, an independent artist that we had signed, did a cover rendition of the song. So that's how the song blew up. She is an indie artist that we had signed. So we asked her to make a cover of the song, and that song in turn that went viral. That video of her singing alone has like close to 50 million views. So that in turn took the song completely to another direction. So yes, there is a women artist that's coming out, Amit. Yeah, she is pretty talented. Yeah,
that's good to know.
Yeah, now just sign two more, please.
Yeah. So
equal boys, equal girls.
Absolutely, Akhil, absolutely. Yeah.
But sorry, no, guys, this is not a KPI discussion going on over here. But yeah, no, in general, yeah, that is interesting to hear. It's really interesting, and not just interesting, I would say it's very endearing to see newer, you know, newer languages also getting into building music outside of film. And again, this is something that you spoke about, like the dependency on film is very high in India, you know. I think it took Hindi music, I don't know, Amit, you could correct me if I'm wrong, non-film Hindi music, almost 10 years for it to come to a certain stature. Is that...
It's a bit hard to...
Because we had the 90s. Then it kind of died. And then it kind of came back.
Ghazal era that preceded the, you know, the indie pop era even. In the 1980s. And I think that that could be considered non-film. You had, of course, the 1990s, you know, film music. I think that the indie pop scene. But I think what happens is... And exactly, you know, Mahesh, as you mentioned, that there are some artists who want to start off as independent artists, but their ultimate aim is to... We become film composers. But I think what's great is, of course, you know, those worlds are constantly blurring. The sound is constantly blurring. You have that kind of nowadays. It's totally possible to be both and not, you know, what do you call, sell yourself out, which was kind of like the idea that you had, or at least dilute your identity.
I think it's also us as Indians owning who we are. We are people who watch films, but we also listen to pop music. We also listen to hip hop music, and we can be all of these people at the same time, you know?
But I think it's also allowing, you know, letting, say, a film producer, letting a composer make the kind of music he would make anyway, versus, you know, trying to make music that would definitely...
For the medium or the format, you know?
For a film or format. I mean, you know, you can take a classic example of somebody like Vishal Dadlani, who has... two completely separate personas for, like, you know, his film work and as Pentagram. Now, of course, Pentagram is an English language band, but then you take somebody else, you know, who, the best example, I'd say somebody like Ankur is probably a better example, where there's, you know, you could easily...
you could fit that music in a movie or in an indie playlist.
It could fit in either, right? And so I think that's what's changed primarily. And I think it's great that it's happening in the Tamil industry. I think it's a long time coming, you know... you have somebody like Spotify also. I remember them telling me that, you know, they have Radar, which they started for, you know, Tamil as well, and they wanted to start it for the longest time. And although they do it monthly otherwise, you know, the all genre sort of, like, I would guess, you know, they're in Radar. But for Tamil, when they tried to do it, they had to do it quarterly instead of monthly, because they simply want enough artists. And hopefully this will change now, you know, with labels like yours and other labels that are doing similar work. I think it's just, you know, exciting times, I think. And it's amazing to see, you know, more and more independent artists, more and more independent tracks, because, you know, films, I think you don't, like, they're still too dominant, right? And you don't want dominance in any, in any format or in any particular scene.
Yeah, we're all for democracy in the country, in the music industry, in every industry.
So here's looking to many more such songs hitting the top 10. And thank you, Mahesh, for, like, this very insightful chat. To all our listeners, we'll be back.